The Walker administration wants stronger penalties for drug manufacturers who don't do enough to curb opioid abuse. Along with 37 other attorneys general, Alaska's Jana Lindemuth signed on to a letter sent to Senate committee leaders urging them to expedite passage of the Comprehensive Addiction Recovery Act 2.0, sponsored by Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman. The bipartisan bill continues funding for evidence-based prevention, treatment, and recovery programs connected to the national opioid crisis. Within the legislation is a provision modeled on a separate bill introduced by Democratic Senators Maria Cantwell of Washington and Kamala Harris of California. It would increase financial penalties on companies that ignore or fail to report unusual prescription patterns that signal misuse, abuse, and resale of painkillers. The Attorney General letter faults companies that manufacture powerful opioids for past instances of not heeding concerns about overprescribing, illegal sales, and rampant abuse when they are raised. Under the proposed law, companies that don't report suspicious sales activity would see the civil fine increase tenfold to $100,000 and criminal violations for improperly reporting data double to $500,000. Governor Bill Walker sent along his own letter to senators urging them to pass both pieces of legislation.